Mesa became the sixth city in Arizona to adopt its own rules for the sale or use of vaping products. But if certain state lawmakers get their way, the city's vote won't be the last word on the matter. KJZZ's Ben Giles is here to explain why. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Okay, so what does Mesa's ordinance accomplish?
So think of tobacco-free zones in the city or any city, these public spaces where you're not supposed to smoke, you're not supposed to share your secondhand smoke with the other people in those public places. Now that extends from tobacco to also apply to vaping products. And Mesa Mayor John Giles pitched the ordinance as something the vaping community can support because this is all in the name of public health.
The ordinance we're proposing is not a ban on vaping. People can vape to their heart's content in their homes, in their cars, in private places. What we're doing is saying you can't impose that secondhand vape on those around you in public places.
So what is the concern from council members who voted against this?
Yeah, it was a 5-2 vote of the Mesa Council for this. But there were two folks who they cited concerns from, I think there's about 11 vaping businesses in Mesa city limits right now. And they kind of expressed tepid support for this, but they were concerned that by looping vaping products into tobacco laws, there might be some infrastructure problems with where their businesses are, particularly with HVAC and ventilation. They were concerned that they might have to retrofit their businesses, and they had a lot of questions. So there was an ask to table this for a month, but most of the council members said it's time to move forward.
Okay, so transitioning to the Capitol then, what's been the reaction to these rules at the Capitol?
Well, we've reported on this quite a bit. There's been positive reaction. Folks like State Senator Heather Carter, who've tried to pass similar restrictions at the state level, failed to do so. They are pointing to these local cities. Mesa is the sixth city that we know of to pass these ordinances. They're saying, great, somebody's doing something. But then we have folks like Representative T.J. Shope who think there's a control issue here and that this shouldn't be something that localities can control. And there is an effort to preempt cities and towns via an attorney general's opinion. I asked Mayor Giles about that, if he's worried about the state sweeping control from Mesa.
Well, I know this was certainly a topic of conversation the last session or two, and the legislature has passed on adopting regulations. So there's not an existing state regulation that arguably would preempt cities.
So what's going to happen with these local ordinances then?
Well, that depends on a couple of things. It depends on an attorney general's opinion. If they find that because there isn't a state law that gives local governments express authority to regulate this, then it could put those local ordinances like the one Mesa adopted last night in jeopardy. The other thing that could happen, and Mayor Giles would be fine with this, is if the state adopts statewide similar restrictions, be it on the use of vaping products or the sale of vaping products. Other cities have adopted age restrictions, 21 and up only.
Yeah. All right. And I know you'll be following that debate closely once the legislative session begins in January. Ben Giles, thanks so much.
Thank you.